Graduate management, and this question. I don't have a guideline. Your obviously should be recruiting, interviewing, hiring employees. You need background checks for every employee you hire. It's amazing what you will find if you do that employee's name. There's a lot out there. Training, schedules, who's doing it? Daily assignments, staff meetings. There's no problems with dental offices with personnel, is there? I think, you know, other than, I think probably most of the time, I get more staff problem issues in dental practices than patient issues. Employee reviews. Who's resolving the internal disputes? Who's doing it? Legal points. You gotta be careful with that one. Discipline. Are you guys documenting discipline charges? Are you firing when you should be firing? Education, certification, job description, manuals. Every manual you have should have a job description for every employee you have. What we're doing. With a few basic steps, our guys can eliminate a lot of problems. A lot. Employment issues. You guys can't keep track of employment issues. It is impossible. We can just about barely keep up with the law changes that are coming through between the federal regulations and the state regulations. I don't know how you guys can even remotely be kept up to date. And then what happens is you guys have increased exposure. So we really have got to figure out how to stay in compliance, how to stay up to date. Employee manual. Dental office, you got to have rules, expectations. You got to have it all the way through. Those are the absolute fundamental basics. We've seen stuff that has come off the internet, cutting and pasting. I mean, I got doctors that are cutting and pasting five manuals that they've used previously, and that's their manual. I got doctors that are using manuals that they basically inherited from other practices they purchased. You can't do that. Start it from scratch. A good manual is going to be anywhere from 70 to 100 pages. Make sure your employees are aware of the employee manual. I've got clients that say we need to update our employee manuals. I said, great, did you implement the ones we did 4 years ago? Well, no, but we got some changes we want to implement. Why would you? I have a client, we have four dental practices. We did four manuals 4 years ago. What do? I get a call, we need to update our manuals. Great, how did those work out? Well, we never implemented them. Why would you pay me $2,000 to implement a manual or do a manual you guys never implemented? Have an employee sign it out. Well, I've never seen an employee manual. I don't know anything about it. Have them sign an acknowledgement. This way they know what their rules and obligations are. Compensation. You can't have side agreements with different employees in your dental practices. Either it's in writing or it's not in writing. My stressful point of view to you guys would be put all compensation in writing. If it's bonus, put it in writing. If you got hygienists, any specific compensation plans, put it in writing. If you got certain goals, put it in writing. Role agreements do not hold up. And compensation plans to hold up must be in writing. Otherwise, you get a mess of emails that does nobody any good. Bonuses. If you're going to offer bonuses to employees, put it in writing. Well, he told me if my production was this, then I should be getting this. Modifications. Well, you know, I know we agreed to it, but we have a change of plans. Put it in writing. Applications. I've got a very good friend of mine who's in the dental staffing business. 70% of your applications are fraudulent. 70%. All you have to do is go to ESPN and how many coaches are puffing resumes? How many employees are puffing resumes? That's a cornerstone of your hiring. Applications. You should go background check on every employee that's hired. Every employee. If not, Google it. That's going to be the best $100 you ever spent. It will come up with everything. You can actually go on the court systems now, and usually all you have to do is type in a last name, and you can see all the litigation that employee's been involved in. And that's free. Make sure the application is accurate. Verify references. in the same event, if you have an employee who leaves, and they want references from you, because they put you down as a resume, you've got to be really careful what you say when that person calls. What kind of employees were they? They worked here. Would you rehire them? They worked here from May 1st to August 1st. Didn't have a lousy attitude. They worked here from May 1st to August 1st. Your words will say more than anything you ever know. If you get into, lousy attitude, they really suck, they're horrible patients, they're disrespectful, you got a problem.